What would you say that Southern and healthy means to you?
It means I'm going to get honest answers and I know that I'm going to get encouragement. There's a great tribe that I know if I'm struggling with something, I can be like, whether it's something little like, hey, I'm struggling, I can't come up with ease for dinner, or if I've had the worst day and I just want to sit down and, blow it all. I know that whatever it is, you ladies are going to come up and go, no, you don't want to do that. No, you're not going to do that. Nope. And I appreciate that.
Hey y'all, welcome to Chat with Coach Amy, where every conversation is a step towards a happier and healthier you. I'm your host, Coach Amy Gaskin, certified in life coaching, health coaching, and the Trim Healthy Lifestyle. In each episode, we'll jump into real stories of transformation, health tips that actually work, and the little joys of life that keep us all going. Whether you're on your couch, on a run, or stuck in traffic, I'm here for you each week to bring a sprinkle of sunshine and a boost of energy to your day. It's time to get inspired, get moving, and time for me to get chatting. Let's jump into today's episode, y'all. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Chatting with Coach Amy. Today, I'm with Cheryl from Wisconsin. She's got snow. She's got all the snow. Show it to them. For those of you watching the YouTubes, oh my gosh, it is like sunshiny and gorgeous at my house. Everything's green and blooming, and we got pollen everywhere, and you're
We
freezing.
don't know who ticked Elsa off, but she mad.
Oh,
She
that's
mad.
funny. Well, thank you so much for doing this. So those of you who may not know, my clients can apply to be on the podcast. Some of them I say, hey, guess what? You're going to be on the podcast. And then some surprised me, and you're one of those. I think I actually had asked you before, maybe. I don't remember. Anyway, here we are, and I'm so glad.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
It's going to be awesome. Tell us about yourself.
So we are in a state of empty nesting. So we've got my husband, Richard, and we've been married. It'll be in May. It'll be 17 years. I always have to ask him now, are we on 16 or 17 this year? So he has two daughters. He was a widower. I was a widow. And
Oh,
God just kind of went, boom. And then
that
I
is
have
so sweet.
two college age kids. So I met him when my kids were 2 and 4. My husband had passed away and his wife had passed away from cancer. And God just, neither one of us were really looking. And God's like, yeah, I got something better planned for you. So we're going to bippity boppity boop you together. Had our first date December 23rd and got married May 18th.
Wow. That's darling.
So we live here in Madison, Wisconsin, and just living life, I own my own flower shop. And so I get to minister every day to people needing flowers. And I love that.
Well, let me just tell you, I love some flowers. When I got to my house after my sinus surgery last week, there was a bouquet of flowers sitting by my bed. One of my friends had sent me flowers. It was
And
like,
I was looking at it going, oh, there's that flower in there and that flower. I never thought of that combination
they did
before.
good, didn't they?
They did.
And they're still beautiful. I probably need
And
to
the
water
best
them
flowers
again.
Are the ones that are sitting on your desk or your nightstand or wherever. So,
they're beautiful. They're beautiful. Well, good. Okay. And how long have you owned your floral shop?
We opened in 2012. So
Okay.
we've been going on this 13 years.
What made you decide to do that?
What God put me on this earth to do. I started out when I graduated from college, I'm like, I don't know, I don't like this. And then I worked for a grocery store and they let the floral manager go for theft 2 weeks before Valentine's Day and said, you're going to be in the flower department. And I'm like, I know a carnation and I don't know much anything else. I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
And then I went to them about a week after Valentine's Day. I said, yeah, you need to find somebody else from payroll because I'm staying in floral. And then I did that up until I had my first kid. Like, she was due February 12th. I showed up February 14th. All
Oh,
the
my
managers
gosh.
said, you are going home and you are not coming back till after you have that baby. So I pulled out my 12 weeks, came back for a week and said, nope, I want to be a mama. But then
Wow.
I was trying to go back, but I waited till my kids were in middle school. And then God just kept shutting the door. And then all of a sudden one day he goes, okay, let's open it and walk through it.
Wow.
So,
How many people work for you?
just me.
Just you.
Just me. I like it. I've got people that help me at holidays.
Yeah.
And do it that way. But it just got too expensive with
I hear you.
Everything. And with COVID, it kind of changed. And we're like, just because everybody else does it that way doesn't mean I have to do it that way.
Ooh, that's good right there. Say that one again.
Just because everybody else does it that way doesn't mean I have to do it that way.
That's good. I like that.
So
I get that a lot in coaching land. Well, Coach so-and-so, my name's Amy. I don't do
and
it like
you know,
that.
And you have to find what works for you. And
Yes.
It wasn't working for me sitting there looking at paint dry for 4 hours. All my customers were calling in or ordering from out of state. So I'm like, why am I sitting here watching paint dry for 3 hours till 5 o'clock? Because everybody's supposed to be open till 5 o'clock. If you're in business, that's minimum. And
right.
With COVID, we just kind of got, I go in, I do my deliveries before we open. I work, you know, do everything. And then we go do more deliveries afterwards until we're done. And some days I don't work as many days. And then Valentine's Day, I'm working 12 to 14 hours
craziness.
A day.
Before we get into your story, since we're here, I want you to tell them what you did to prepare yourself for Valentine's Day, because I was like, I remember it. That's how awesome I thought it was. So tell me about it.
My biggest challenge with always with the holidays is we don't really have time a lot of times to eat. And then everybody is like, let's bring in cookies. Let's bring in donuts. Let's, you know, bring in coffee and all of that. And we would do that. And I struggled every holiday. I just felt like crap. I get to noon and I'm like, I got 7 more hours and I can't even hardly function. And so I just said, and my husband's great with like those weeks taking over. And so he's like, okay, we're going to have spaghetti this night. We're going to have burgers. Those are his two go-tos.
Yep. And yeah, he's my kind of dude. He's my kind of
we
dude.
Had spaghetti tonight so that I could just didn't have to think about dinner
I love it.
That kind of thing. But I started like, well, we went on vacation to Arizona in January. We got back and I started doing prepping. So I do a lot. My meal prep is more make one, freeze one.
Yeah.
So I did like a lazy day lasagna. I made one and then I froze one and tucked it in the freezer. I made, you know, the creamy garlic chicken and made one, froze one. I did all kinds of desserts. And I do my, instead of doing muffin pans like you do, because those don't work for me because I don't like the texture, I put them in the long pan and just bake them and then cut them up into eight, freeze them in sandwich bags, pop them in
Love
the
it.
Freezer.
Love
so
it.
then at night we're like, hey, what do you want for dessert tonight? Because we like dessert and coffee after dinner.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff I didn't like, the oatmeal on the go cups, I did not like those, that texture, but in the pan it's like eating coffee cake. And we switch up the thing. So one day I had found some rhubarb and strawberries, so we put rhubarb and strawberries on it, and it was, I love just playing with the stuff, going, what else can I put in here that I'm gonna like?
Yeah. That is so cool.
So play it up. If you don't like muffins, don't eat muffins. You don't have to eat
okay.
muffins.
My gosh.
That's how Coach Amy makes it. Doesn't mean you have to do it like that.
Yes.
You do you, boo.
You know you, boo. Oh, I love you. And I love listening to you talk.
Oh, it was funny because we were talking about, like, how'd you get started with Coach Amy? And I'm like, you know, I was kind of getting to a point where I'm like, I have to get back on Trim Healthy.
Yeah.
I have to. And we were leaving Gulf Shores in August. And I'm like, I got to go see meet Ben and Aaron. So we got to go up to Laurel because I got to go see, because, you know, we were that far south. And we were just kind of, my husband and I were talking. And then all of a sudden we get back and you're everywhere. I'm like,
really?
I think my phone was listening to
it
me,
because
then it was like you were popping up on my feed and then you were on the potty.
Yeah.
Something was just drawn to me with you. And I needed a coach that was going to be like, no, not one that was like, oh, that's okay. You can sneak that. And I needed one that's like, no, we're not going to manipulate our fuels. You're not going to stick a half a banana in it and call it a, you know, S helper. That's too much. You got to cross over if you're sticking your half banana in with fats.
Right.
And I needed that. So I'm like, I think you got just into my Facebook feed or whatever.
That is
something. I really like what she's doing and, you know, and saying, and I needed that kind of gentle kick in the hind end every once in a while. And then I was just like, hey, Buds is coming. Let's do Buds.
Yep.
And like, Then we found my little tribe, and I got me my little tribe. And because you can't do this alone. If you think you can do it alone, you're a liar.
You crazy town. Yep. You gotta have
a group. Even to bump stuff off where you're like, I'm kind of in a rut. I need some ideas. Gang, what can we do here? I need, you know, for a while I was struggling with e-dinners. I just could not come up with anything that sounded good. And somebody's like, what about cowboy grub? And I'm like, I never made that one. Let's go make me some cowboy grub.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. How many is in your group?
We have six total. So we have three from Virginia. We got one Indiana, one Illinois, and me.
Good.
Hi, girls. Hello.
Do y'all have a name?
We are THM, Tribe Helping Mamas.
Oh, I love it.
So we got our tribe, and we're Marco Poloing and texting all the time, and love it, love it, love it.
I love that. That is so awesome. Well, tell me about yourself, pre-THM, pre-me, all that. Like, what was going on in your life?
Okay, so I found Trim Healthy back in 2016, 2017. Did really well with it, and then I kind of was like, ooh, I kind of like this keto. I was liking S's. I didn't like B's.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, let's do it. Oh, and then there's paleo. So let's throw some paleo in there. And then let's throw some gluten-free in there. So let's just like mesh these all together. And then COVID hit. And I had a sophomore in college and a senior in high school. And both of their worlds crashed.
Yeah.
You know, the senior had no homecoming or no prom, no graduation, virtual commencement. Our area was locked down for so long. I mean, even in June, it's like, you can't have more than 10 people together. So my business, I was like, I was told you're not essential. So you're going to have to close your doors. And I'm like, well, I got rent to pay. I got bills to pay. I got brides who are having weddings canceled. I have people who don't have funerals. I have people relapsing on everything. And I'm an empath. So I was like, everything, it was affecting me, and I was a mess, but I didn't care. So I just kind of was like, I'm fine. I can eat however I want. I'll get back to it one day. And then I came, well, I can't start it now because it's the holidays. Well, I can't start it now because then it's going to be Easter, but then we're going to go on vacation. So I can't start it now. And then all of a sudden it was like, it's 4 years of I'll start it tomorrow. Probably. I'll start it next week. And so I just was talking, we were getting ready to go down to Gulf Shores, and I was like, I need a suit. And it was like 2 days before. And I was like, I couldn't find a suit that fit. I was so embarrassed. I was just like devastated. And I just said to my husband, we get back, we're starting. We got home August 16th, August 17th, I started. And then I found you like a week or, you know, then we started Buds in September.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, we got to do this because obviously what I was doing wasn't working.
Wow. Health-wise, did you have like diagnosed like Hashimoto's or high blood pressure or stuff like
There's
that?
There's a lot of stuff I think that's going on.
Yeah.
I finally found, I think, a good fit for me doctor-wise, because that was part of it too, is then I would be like, well, I want to get all this stuff done. So I called my doctor. Well, we haven't seen you since 2021, so you have to be a new patient. And we have a 14-month waiting period.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Me a heck of a lot of good. I've been seeing you since 2008, and now I'm a nobody.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, we're just trying to figure it out. I know the adrenal fatigue has been huge. And so my singing canary every day. Cheers, singing canary.
Cheers, girls. Cheers.
I just don't make your little 10 pack. I quadruple it and put it in a mason jar and like, you know, might as well do four of them.
Might as well. I love it. I love it.
So yeah, I'm just kind of just figuring out, okay, now I'm not as young as I used to be. So my biggest thing was my joints hurt all the time.
Oh yeah.
And that was the one thing when Valentine's Day was over was like, I'm not in pain. My back doesn't hurt. My legs don't hurt. I don't walk like Frankenstein for most of, you know, like when I would get home from work.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my health things has been, so when we started the exercise thing for Buds, I was doing about 6,000 steps a day. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to increase it 1,000 every week until I was up to 10,000.
Yeah.
So since middle of October, I have had 10,000 steps every day. That's
wow.
just That's my non-negotiable. I have about 700 more to do before I go to bed tonight. And then I started in January. I'm going to close my rings every night. All three rings have to be closed every night.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where Valentine's Day, I'm like, oh, I didn't close my exercise ring. It's the February 13th is the only day since then I didn't close my exercise ring. I didn't close it at 30 minutes, but I had 14,000 steps. And my husband's like, you need to go to bed more than you need to go work out.
I agree.
To close your ring. But to learn to give myself grace on that of, okay, yes, that's the goal. But then there's other nights I'm pacing around the house because I said I'd hit 10,000 and I'm not at 10,000 and it's 9 o'clock. So I got to walk around the house and get my last 400 steps in.
Yeah. That's good.
That's my promise I never break.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you. Tell us about your trip. You posted about it. Everybody was getting all the fried things. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we went down. My dad winters in Arizona. So we went down there and then my sister came down and it was the Packers were in playoffs. So we had some of those things planned. And I'm like, I am not going off of this, having that it's not going to happen. So I had taken my little cookie mix in the little pouch and put that in my suitcase and all my oatmeal packets and all my stuff. And I was just like, no, as much as it looked good, I'd loved rather, you know, that I could go walk for 2 miles in the, you know, climb in the mountainside or, you know, the hillside. And I didn't hurt. I didn't wear the best shoes. So the walking was a challenge. The burpees don't work while climbing.
No.
But to go to a Packer game where everybody else is eating the onion rings and all that. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just give me a basket of veggies. And I ate them. And I was good.
Wow. That is amazing. And like, what does your family think about this?
I don't know. I don't, some of them, I wonder if they've even noticed.
Yeah.
They don't say a whole lot. I know my sister, you know, she's more, cause she's the one that if I'm going to go off plan, it would be with her. She's kind of she's my evil little sister. You can have that, but she doesn't do it as much as she used to, but it would be more of, hey, I ordered us wine and I ordered us chips and salsa. But I don't have a problem taking my, what has it, social or whatever chips. In fact, I even picked up some to take to Easter. And when we go out for Mexican, and it's like, I used to be embarrassed by that. And I'm like, nah, I bring my own snack.
I walk right on in that Mexican restaurant with my big old bag of XO chips. I think every bud session, I blow people's minds with that because it comes up every time. And I'm like, I have my little selfies holding my chips.
Yep. I just bring it in there. And so then my one friend, when we went, she brought her little, was it Siesta or La Siesta?
Siete.
That's what she eats. And she's like, oh, we can do that. I mean, we would, between the two of us, we'd be like, yeah, we'll take another basket.
Yeah, no, I could. Oh, man. Yes. There was one of my clients, I think she's in Alabama. She said that their restaurant will not allow them to bring outside food. And I'm like, it's free chips that you're not eating. Why do they care? But whatever. I won't go there.
I guess we don't need our business then.
That's exactly what I would say. I've never had a problem. But I'm so proud of you for doing that. So good.
Yeah, I'll bring my own salad dressing to it. You know, I've got little containers. And I bring my own. In fact, I got together with Lisa that's in our little group. And we got together and went to Texas Roadhouse. I'm like, I have Thousand Island from the books.
I love her. That's so sweet.
Yes. And so, yeah. And that honey mustard, I'm not a huge honey mustard, but I needed a different salad dressing.
Oh, yeah. The one you asked about. Yeah.
Yes.
It's good.
Like it was good. Yeah. I'm not a huge mustard fan, but that was just a really good, something different. Cause it's like, I've done the Thousand Island a dozen times. I've done the raspberry vinaigrette. I'm not a huge ranch fan, so I'm like, well, let's try something else.
Hey, I love it. You're not scared of trying things, are you?
For the most part. Don't make me, you know, cilantro. Nobody in this house is going to eat cilantro.
Okay. That's, hey, everybody doesn't like it. Does it taste like soap?
It tastes like grass. No, grass. Don't want it. And I'm not a huge, like, shrimp, lobster, although I had to eat it when we were in Florida because it was about the only protein source that I had. So I had, we're getting ready. We went for a quick trip down there and I'm like, had my little oatmeal packet all ready to go. And I'm like, I need more protein. And I'm like, Okay, there was salami, but that would have put me in crossover. But there was
Yeah.
some fresh shrimp from the night before, so I just cooked, just heated that. No, I actually
Oh
ate
my
it
gosh.
cold with a little spring of lemon because I'm like, I need protein, and it was the only protein option that I really had.
That is amazing.
So I
I don't
had
know that you
oatmeal
got to
and
done that.
breakfast.
I'm just saying you won. I don't think I'd have done that.
I had such limited options. It's like,
That's
okay,
awesome.
yes, I can do collagen, but I still felt like I still needed,
Yeah, more.
I need to try to hit closer to the 30 grams of protein in a meal and try to get it more than one source. It was
Yeah.
like, yes, I had protein from, the oatmeal packet, the big bowl of oatmeal, I just make it into little packets.
Yeah.
And then the collagen coffee, I'm like, I still need something. So shrimp it was.
I love it.
And
Hey,
I didn't
what color
die.
is your? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I didn't die.
You didn't die. I love it.
I didn't die.
You win
What were you?
still. I've never done that. That's amazing. That's amazing. What color is your fingernail polish?
I have two colors. I have like an eggplant and a dark gray.
I love it.
And then this hand is different fingers.
That's
So
so cute. You
I
want to
have
know
to.
what my color is called?
What is it?
It's called Cajun shrimp.
Ah, looks like Cajun shrimp. Yeah, and my little self-care is I get my nails done every 2 weeks.
I do my own nail. I was to go in and getting them done, but lately I just don't have extra minutes for all that. So, but I love it and I'm proud of you for doing that. That's awesome. What would you say that Southern and healthy means to you?
It means I'm going to get honest answers, and I know that I'm going to get encouragement. There's a great tribe that I know if I'm struggling with something, I can be like, whether it's something little like, hey, I'm struggling, I can't come up with ease for dinner, or if I've had the worst day and I just want to sit down and, blow it all. I know that whatever it is, the ladies are going to come up and go, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do that. Nope.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I love the, Sunday night calls and the cooking in the kitchen. I kind of listen to it when I'm at work, and then I'm like, no, I can't answer the phone. Amy's cooking right now. Your call is gonna have to wait. So I have to pause you and take my
Yeah.
phone call, and then it's a telemarketer. I'm like, I paused Amy for a
For
telemarketer.
you? Oh my gosh.
I
But you gotta
know.
answer all your calls, I'm sure.
Yes. And so some days it's a little crazier, and some days. So, but I like just going, I never thought, especially the underdogs, because I don't like the under, I don't usually try those. And
Yeah.
there's some good underdogs in there.
There are some really good ones. I reached out to Blooms a while back and said, what do y'all want to see me cook in the kitchen? I need to refer back to that in the next couple of weeks when I get my self back together and have the energies to try something new. Right now I'm trying to stay in the safe zone.
Yeah,
But
I
I
see
want to do
the one that
cooking.
I actually made, the red velvet balls. They were fantastic.
Good. Good.
So
Yeah.
I like going on, my Montana Kitchen and
Yeah.
Joy-Filled Eats,
Yeah. They're great.
Well Planned Kitchen, and just kind of like, hey, I need some new ideas.
Yeah.
And so a lot of nights though, it's just, chicken and let's throw, Aldi's has their mango salsa back in stock. So then it
Oh,
was
nice.
throw mango salsa on there with some quinoa or, brown rice and call it done.
That's so
We don't
good.
have to, we don't have to make a fancy recipe every night. We can cook some chicken and make it easy.
Amen. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. What are some foods that you had never had before that you're like eat all the time and don't think anything about it?
I'm pretty adventurous. The one that I've probably tried that I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna eat that again is jicama.
Okay.
I'm not a huge mango. When you're on your mango, try the mango, and I'm like, yeah, no, it's okay, but it's I don't want to live or die for it. Give me cherries, give me strawberries, give me
Yep.
pineapple, but mango. I like the mango salsa, but it's too much work.
Yeah.
It's too much work trying to get it all cleaned
Come
up.
on, it's not,
And
girl.
in Wisconsin, we don't get a lot of real good mangoes around here.
Oh, well, now I can see that. Well, when you come down, you gotta go. How often, you gotta go to the store and get you one. How often do y'all come to Gulf Shores? That's like 4 hours from me.
We did a family trip. So we do a family trip every year. In fact, that's why I can't come to conferences, because our family trip is the week of the conference.
And I'm so, sorry. Come to Nashville.
Well, you know,
it was,
when you're trying to get, you know, 25 to 35 people.
Oh dates, my gosh. Like, that is a family trip.
We set it, you know, and my mom's like, here's when the trip is next year. And we got so many people that are teachers or working in teachers. Yeah. We have to do it July, August.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we did a beach golf show. First time because my husband loves Civil War stuff. So we're coming back down there in January.
Okay.
We're gonna come down to Mississippi and Alabama, because he's got the big thing.
I'm going to navigate you to my house. Okay.
Well, you'll have to do a little dinner with Coach Amy thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Civil War stuff. So we had to go to Shiloh in Tennessee. Yeah. So we're like, we'll go down through St. Louis and Memphis and go back through Nashville.
And Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Natchez, Mississippi. He would love it.
I got to get back to Laurel, because Ben and Aaron weren't around when we were down there in August. Yeah. So
I love it. Well, you just let me know. Okay. We'll make it happen.
We'll let you know. So
I love it. So what would you say your results have been with THM?
I'm still trying to find, I mean, I know I don't get obsessed with a scale. So I know that it's down, but not feeling like it's like, I feel like it should be down a lot more for as hard as I'm working. But so I haven't had to buy any new clothes, but I've had a lot of, like, this top didn't fit me, you know, in September. It was too tight in the arms. And I can wear it, and it's loosey-goosey now.
Nice.
So I think it's just more of my confidence. My husband even says, he likes it because I'm cooking up and baking stuff like crazy. He's like, I love it. You just, and he eats it, you know. he's not one of those that I'm not going to eat that. He'll just like, whatever you make, I'll eat. So, you know, he's pretty low maintenance for that, and very supportive with that. So, you know, just keep going it, doing it strong. You know, I did really good with it last time, and then I kind of was like, I don't need it anymore. And I know I need it, because just the way my body feels with, you know, not aching everywhere. And I know I can get better if I gave up my cheese, but I'm a Wisconsin girl and I can't give up my cheese.
And I'm not asking you to, no ma'am.
I don't eat it like I used to. I mean, we used to go, our thing was, we're going out to eat, so we got to go try who see who's got the best deep fried cheese curds. Well, they are not on plan, so there's been no deep fried cheese curds for Cheryl since August.
Wow.
But you know what? Cheryl hasn't died.
No, you didn't.
I didn't die. So that's probably been, you know, like one of our biggest challenges is going out to eat. I kind of felt paralyzed for a long time. Like, all I can really have is a bunless burger or a salad. But I'm getting a little more confidence and a little more, let's put that together, or let's figure that out. So,
it takes practice. It takes practice.
Yeah. But just getting more confidence probably in myself, and just the, hey, I can do this. I can stay with something and commit to something and stick with it and not be like, I can give up on it. I can cheat today. I can't cheat today. I can't. I was so frustrated yesterday. I went to Starbucks and I'm like, I'm going to get, you know, because I'm like, I got to use a bathroom because we had all this snow and stuff took longer. And I was so bummed because I didn't even think about cold foam and that they use freaking sweet cream. But I caught it before. So I'm like, can you do it with half and half? I'll pay extra. Yeah. I'm like, I knew I couldn't do their nut milks because they were all sweetened.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm like, I can't even go for coffee because there's
what a love.
But I did it. I switched it up and I had a crossover because I still had my, you know, I just had my smoothie that was in me. So I'm like, it's a little bit of a crossover, but it's better than the sweet cream.
Yes, it is. I love that. I love that. I wanted to read the note that you sent to me a little while back. It's the pictures. And if you guys can go to social media, Instagram and Facebook, you'll see this, or Mighty Networks, you'll see her before. So the before picture was right before Bud started, right?
Yep. Because it was in Alabama.
Yep. And then the after was recently. And I would like to say, I would love to start going on vacation with you, because you look like you have a blast.
It's a lot of people and a lot of fun.
I love it.
We do the one family trip with the family, and then my husband and I take off somewhere in January.
I love it. Oh, I love it. Okay.
So we've gone to see Chip and Joanna. We've gone to see Pioneer Woman.
So now you got to come see Coach Amy.
Yes.
Come to the office.
And we got to get to Elvis. Elvis, we didn't have time to see Elvis last time. We ran out of time. It was Elvis or it was Trim Healthy Mama Cafe. It was a hard toss.
Yeah.
So.
So this is what you said. Thank you isn't a big enough sentiment of appreciation for your tough love and encouragement over the last 7 months. The Alabama picture was taken 4 days before I started back on THM, August 17th, 2023. The second picture was taken tonight. Sometimes it feels like nothing has changed in my body. Then other times I don't recognize the old me. You look completely different.
I could really see it in the face. Because on a day-to-day, I don't see it. But looking at that picture, I was like, "Holy!" Yeah. I had to like go up and go, "That was that really me? I guess her hair looks like me." So
good. And then you said, "You are exactly what I needed in a coach. Love you more than you know." Oh, so sweet. So sweet. Thanks.
No, and some people don't need a coach that's gonna, you know, be on those things of, you know, don't manipulate your fuels and, you know, you can do hard things. Some people don't need that. I need that.
Yeah.
I need it. I need that badly because I'm one that'll be like, I can fudge it a little bit. Nobody will know, but I know it doesn't affect you if I go off plan.
Nope. It does make me sad, but I know what you mean.
It makes you sad, but you're not the one that wakes up with aching bones and joints hurting and, you know, the sabotage and the guilt and all of that. You don't feel that if any of your people go off plan.
Yeah.
But you're not nasty about it either. You're not like, you're just that gentle of, you can do it. You can do hard things.
Yeah.
So we had a pastor's wife who every once in a while we joke because we're like, there's a Julie-ism. Julie's speaking on. And then all of a sudden, gosh darn it, there's Amy flying out of my mouth. Or that little birdie going, you don't need to eat that.
Yeah.
No. Or you do you, boo. That's my favorite. You do you, boo.
Oh, I love it so much. Well, we're about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
You can do hard things and you can do it. You're worth it. You really are. And if I can do it, you can do it. Quit making excuses and just do it.
Yep. Time's going to pass. You might as well make the best of it.
I remember hearing somebody say at one point, you know, if they were trying to decide if they wanted to go to grad school or not, and they're like, well, you're going to be 42. Do you want to be 42 and a doctor, or do you want to be 42 and nothing? And I'm looking at it. Do I want to be 60 and healthy, or do I want to be 60 and live in the same body I am now? Because I got about 4.5 years, 5 years, and I'm going to be 60. Whether I'm healthy or not, I'm still going to be 60. I can't change time, but I can do something about it to get it healthy so that when I have grandkids, I'm not sitting there going, I can't even get off the floor. I got to take a nap when they take a nap. I'm going to be able to go do fun things with my grandkids.
Yeah. That'll preach. That's good. So, I love it. You're awesome. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Well, I'm glad you're in my life too. And I'm, and if I ever get ticked off, it's just like, I'll come back around. You know, if you, you know, I know what you're just what the doctor prescribed.
The pill doesn't always taste good.
It doesn't, but you know what? When you're sick, you got to take the pill.
That's right. That's right.
If well, I
you
had
to do everything out of love, that's for sure.
So, well, I love you all so much. And yes, you all are worth it. So just do it.
Just do it.
What Coach Amy said.
Yes.
It's time for buds and then get to do blooms because it's worth it.
It is so worth it. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about blooms for April. Have you read the challenges?
A little bit, except for the spring cleaning one. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do anything. I want to get playing in the garden.
Oh, well, that's fine. You can spruce up your garden. Snow.
I do have a lot, and I was going to plant lettuce seeds the other day, and I'm really glad I didn't.
I bet you are. All that snow. Crazy. Wes and I, we're working on plans for our yard. We weren't going to do anything. And then Lily decided she did want to have people at our house after her graduation. And I'm like, okay, well, we got to do the minimum. with the flower beds and stuff. We're just not home because we're playing baseball every weekend. Throw a surgery here. But anyway, we're gonna make do. We are not planting a garden though. We're not there right now. That is not one of our
problems. That's okay. You don't have to.
Wes's daddy's doing it for us. He said, I'll plant it if y'all will eat it. I was like, done. But he loves it.
That's a good system to have.
Yes, he loves it. Cheryl, thank you so much for sharing your story and taking time with me today. I appreciate it. You keep going.
I'm going to keep going.
You are shrinking. You are. All right, y'all have a great day, and thanks so much for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Y'all have an awesome week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, hit subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast listening app, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, y'all.